Welcome to the St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. This is day 19 and Psalm number 60. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry, now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my sceptre. Moab is my wash basin, on Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God? You who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. How does this psalm sound to you as you read it? Does it resonate with you? Do you have enemies and long for God to trample them down? Do you find yourself at ease with the language, the idea that God has rejected us, burst upon us, angry with us? How does all of this sit with you? We've spoken before of the honesty of the psalmists. What was on their heart came out in prayer. And we may find ourselves recoiling, not agreeing with, disliking their choice of words. Sometimes the anger, the rage that is within their voice. And yet each of us, from time to time, find ourselves wounded, hurt, and wanting to punish others. Prayer, being honest and open with God, even about emotions such as these, is the safe place for those words to come out. That God might show us a better way, the way of Jesus, of loving and praying for one's enemies, that our hearts and minds might be renewed, that we might know the power of forgiveness. A question to reflect upon. Do you have enemies? People who have hurt you, wounded you, and caused you pain? Do you talk to God about this openly and honestly? He longs to hear the very deepest parts of your heart. Can you trust him with them? May we pray. Father God, we thank you that you are our loving Heavenly Father, and that in the warmth of the embrace of your arms, we are safe to open the secrets of our hearts and there know your healing touch, forgiveness, mercy and grace, and the power to forgive In Jesus' name we pray.